John Messina, League One manager of the season, congratulations for the award. What can you put this down to over the last 12 months? What's been fantastic work all throughout the football club?
I think exactly that, just brilliant work throughout the football club. Obviously not just me, the head coach, the manager ends up getting the award, but it's throughout the football club, everybody's had to really pull together and do a huge amount, and that's right at the top with the owners, obviously putting their faith in the sporting director to... So I think revolutionised the way that the football club's run is a fair way to put it, because it's a real departure from the way that things have been done before. And then all the way through everything that goes on with the football club, including the people that are here tonight and the commercial department, in the media department, everybody's had their part to play. Most of the people that work for the football club are fans, are Portsmouth fans. And yeah, so I think there's a huge amount that has to go on to ever achieve anything, which we hope to do on Tuesday night, and hopefully we can do that.
Did you ever imagine somewhat 14, 15 months ago when you're still at Oxford United that you'd be in this position right here, right now?
No, not at all. We came here last year as a football club, and we had a table. I think we were eighth at the time. We were looking at off-field awards, which the football club has always done really well, but I'd looked at it and thought, that would be something that if I do manage to put myself in the running this time next season... Then we've obviously done something right at the football club. I probably couldn't quite see it happening. I could always see us being competitive, but maybe not quite as good as we've been. So to be able to do that this quickly has been brilliant.
Of course, not over the line in terms of promotion just yet. Very, very close to doing so. What are the preparations like for Tuesday night's visit at Barnsley after quite a decent point at Bolton yesterday?
Yeah, we're trying to keep them as normal as possible. We've got the three players here tonight, so it's slightly different. We're gonna make sure we get back after this and there's no long after party. But the players have been sat there drinking their water, acting very, very professionally, which you'd expect them to do. So, we're going to try and prepare as normally as possible and make sure that we get in tomorrow and train as we would. No, we've got a big occasion on Tuesday night and then attack the game as we usually would every single home game.
And just a quick word also on the other nominees for this award, Steve Evans at Stevenage, fantastic job taking them from League Two and playoff contenders at the moment. Peterborough United, Darren Ferguson as well. To be in that kind of level with these kind of managers and top names must be a real honour for yourself as well.
Yeah, I mean, these guys have got extensive experience in the league, won multiple promotions, and to have that, I think, alongside, or have my name alongside them, it's a real honour. You look at the likes of Peterborough, who just played absolutely scintillating football all year, won the EFL Trophy last week. I think it's incredible to sort of be in that company, so yeah, I feel really privileged.
And just finally, any message to the supporters who might be listening to this interview ahead of the visit at Barnsley on Tuesday?
I mean, none really, just good luck, enjoy it. I don't think there's anything that I need to say that's going to motivate them anymore. If you'd asked me at the time when we played Derby on a Tuesday night whether the atmosphere could get any better than that at Fratton, my answer would have been no. All I can think of at the moment is it's going to beat it, because I can't imagine anything else, and I'm sure it's just going to be absolutely raucous, and hopefully we can get the job done and reward the long-suffering fans with a nice bit of something to look forward to.